Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Dawn Staley, South Carolina women's basketball head coach, two-time NCAA champion, two-time Naismith Coach of the Year. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
What's up?
How y'all doing? Y'all doing good?
Yeah, we hanging in here.
Happy to have you. What are your thoughts on your portion of the bracket?
I think it's a tough bracket. I do. But everybody that's in every other part of the bracket, they're probably saying the same thing because parity in our game is at an all-time high.
Coach, when you look at it, you've had a target on your back all year long, from wire to wire, number one, consensus all the way across the board. Now you're number one in this particular bracket in this region. How have you been able to keep the focus, not you and your staff, but mainly the girls? How have you been able to keep them focused and understanding the goal at hand and the task and where you want to be when this is all said and done in about a month?
Well, I mean, here's the thing. I've truly been blessed with some players who they have been pros far beyond, you know, their college careers. They approach the game the right way. They have taken our standard of how we do things around here at South Carolina to another level. I thought we were pretty good prior to them ever stepping on our campus, but the seniors, the grad transfer and the grad assistant players, we have seven. We have a total of 14 players, but the seven of them, they mean business and only business. And then everybody else is just following suit. So they've come here wanting only to win, you know, one national championship. We got that. Now they put us in a position of possibly winning another one. And then the other 2 years was a COVID year in 20, in which we didn't have an NCAA tournament. And the year prior to us winning last year, we went to the Final Four and lost in the semis. So they're only used to winning, and they've kept that focus. And I've had to do nothing besides coach basketball. I didn't really have to coach anything else, and that's a really good place to be as a college coach, or any coach for that matter.
Talking to Dawn Staley, South Carolina women's basketball head coach, two-time NCAA champion, two-time Naismith Coach of the Year. And, Coach, as you were talking just now, we were showing some of the clips we were showing were of Aaliyah Boston. What makes her, you know, what makes her such a special player?
I think you have to, you know, I say you have to look beyond the numbers because the numbers aren't staggering great. But for what she provides for our team, defensively, communicatively, just her presence. Like, people scheme just for her. Like, she is being, you know, double, tripled, quadruple teamed at times. And there's no other player in the country that you have to scheme for like this. And through it all, you know, she still winds up with a double-double. Through all of that, she still ends up with a double-double. So, and then she's just, I mean, she's the darling of our game. She says all the right things. She backs it up with her play. She'll block your shot, and then she'll extend a hand to pick you up if you fall after one of her monster block shots. I mean, she's just full of grace, and she's been that way. Like, people could say, oh, it's phony. No, it's not. This is who she is. This is what I've seen for four consecutive years, and, you know, she is – you know, a great representative of her family. So it's not like I instilled that as a coach. Nope, that started in home, and that continued throughout her young life because she just turned 21 years old. She came to college when she was 17, and she's been the same way consistently for 4 years. And does that make her college player of the year? I know the stats make a college player of the year, but for her, you have to really understand the value of her. I don't think there'll be another superstar like her that's so graceful that people scheme for. You still, at the end of the day, you know, she got damn near triple or quadruple double if you add her assists and her blocks.
Coach Staley, there's only been three programs that have won consecutive titles. You know, obviously my USC Trojans with Cheryl Miller and the McGee Twins and Cynthia Cooper and company. Then obviously Tennessee, and then that team on the East Coast that I don't think you smile too much about in UConn have won these consecutive titles. What is it? What does it feel like to you as a coach and to your players that you have an opportunity to possibly be the fourth team to do so?
It feels great. Here's the thing. Sometimes we're so close to the situation that as coaches, we don't know really how good we are, because we see the weaknesses and we see the cracks in how we could get beat, because we're just really close to it. But I have to give it up to our team. I sit back. We went on break for 4 days. Last week, and then we came back on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And, you know, obviously we want to work what we're good at, and then we start filling in the other stuff that we need to work on. And obviously we're a really, really good defensive team. And I'm watching our team play, and I'm watching them communicate. I'm watching them switch, and, you know, and three-player switch. And I'm like, this team is good. I didn't say it out loud to them. But I said it to one of our coaches who were standing there watching. I was like, this team is a good defensive. This is like greatness. But I don't say it to them because I don't want to pump their heads up too much. But it really is incredible to see them work and operate. And then we start going on an offensive drill. They're sharing the basketball and they're moving it. And it's beautiful to watch, and I'm going to catch myself a lot over these next couple of weeks, just savoring what this team has been able to do and continue to do with just being who they are, just being present. Like, do they want to win a national championship? Yes. They're not going to skip over steps to do it, though. They are present. Like, they have been present with what we have to deal with, and that's Norfolk State on Friday. So I don't think they don't allow their play to go beyond what's in front of them. And it's been pretty special. So I do think they deserve it. I do think they deserve to etch their names as one of the teams in the history of our game, because of how the champions that they are. Like, they're a much more nicer group than I could have ever been if I was a part of their prowess. Like, you know, I'm not picking anybody up. Especially people who talk smack out there on the floor. I'm not picking anybody up.
Oh, we know.
But they do, time and time again.
Dawn Staley, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Coach, for joining us this morning, and best of luck.
Coach ain't backing down to nobody, Max, just so that you know.
She made that very clear, Key.
Yeah, she ain't backing down to nobody. I've been watching her whole career, coaching, playing, everything. And you can tell when other coaches in the league start chirping about your style of play and making things up, you already know that they strike fear in people. I love it, though. I love it.
That's why when her power forward helps people up, she can't believe it. She's like, look at this. She's helping someone up off the floor.
The fake help up is the coldest one, though.
Yeah.
Just the hand up in the eye, pull it away. Like, oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah.
All right, Key, you want to sneak in a call on the NFL and where Rodgers may wind up? Because we got to get into what exactly legal tampering is. That's coming up. Joe in Pennsylvania, you're on KJM, ESPN Radio.
Morning, guys. I only have two things to say real fast. I agree with Keyshawn. I'm tired of Karen Rodgers. And number two, Lamar Jackson. I've been in union negotiations on both sides. The pressure on him, he needs to sit out until they pay him. He can't be the one that's going to reset the bar back to what's already been set.
That's a great point, Key. What about that? Key, what about that? What about the pressure from the union? Hold on. Everyone slow down. this dude, Deshaun Watson, already got 230. If we accept, like Lamar taking even a buck 90 is accepting the owner's interpretation that the Deshaun Watson contract doesn't count, but it did occur, Key, what about that? What about pressure from the union to sit until the owners get the message?
Yeah, $32 million on the franchise tag ain't gonna, I'm not playing for that. So, yeah, I'll sit. 45, we might have to have a conversation because it's 1 year. 45 is within line of the top quarterbacks. 32, no, I can't do nothing for you. I'm good.
Even 45.
Now, 45, I might have to, I got to think. I got to think on the 45.
But what about the point that there will be pressure from the union to say, wait a minute, they're trying to ignore reality. The reality is Deshaun Watson had a fully guaranteed 230. Well, it's not 190. It's not a special case. You could, as you say, Key, you could miss me with that, right? It's 230. Yeah.
Well, that's what you have to kind of come to realization on is do I want to not only do this for me, but I'm also setting a precedent for everybody that comes behind me.
Right.
At all positions.
Right, right. KJM, ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. You can tune into NBA action tonight as the Mavs host the Grizzlies, presented by Indeed. Coverage begins at 7 p.m. Eastern on select ESPN radio stations. So what exactly is legal tampering? And what under-the-radar move is Key most interested in seeing? KJM.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Hey.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. You can catch us right now on ESPNU. We're on ESPN2 till 8 a.m. and ESPNU all 4 hours. You can download the podcast. You can say, play ESPN. We pop up on your smart speakers. Play ESPN Radio. You can go to the app, click more on the lower right-hand corner of the ESPN app, scroll down to live radio, and if you got to work, you're having a driveway moment. It's called in the business a driveway. Man, I'm where I need to be, but I don't want to get out of the car. They're going to talk about legal tampering and Aaron Rodgers. It's okay. You can hear us on the app. Key, what exactly is legal tampering? And let's start there. Legal tampering. We hear this. There's legal tampering.
Have you know what the NIL is?
Yeah.
Okay. NIL is just named like this image, which means that you can essentially set up the college kids nowadays to benefit off their name, likeness, and image. So in the past, that wasn't the case. It was everything was under the table. In the past of the National Football League, there was no legal tampering, but of course there was tampering.
Right.
It was, hey, on the 15th of March, we're going to make a deal. Agree to it now, backdoor stuff.
Yeah, no one knew exactly what the market was because agents would have to say, we have to see how this plays out. But you start taking people's temperature and figuring out stuff.
It wasn't temperatures being taken. It was deals being agreed upon and in relationships and handshakes without it. Hey, man, we got this. We're going to have it handled. Now you get basically about a 48-hour window to communicate and have conversations until free agency opens up on Wednesday. So at noon Eastern time today, you're going to start to see a lot of deals being done. By 1 o'clock, that first wave is going to be numbers coming in. Oh, he agreed to a 6-year, $70 million deal. He agreed to $150 million. It's going to start. You're going to start seeing that trickle in. They can't officially sign it until Wednesday night. or Wednesday, I'm sorry, until Wednesday where they can officially sign it. But they agree up on it. They know it's done in principle. Now everything is just taken care of. It's above board instead of underneath. There's no more sitting around till midnight, 11:59 on Tuesday, midnight, Wednesday a.m., jumping on a G550 and landing in somebody's neighborhood and sitting on a plane, ironing out a deal and flying back with that player for the press conference. There's no more of that going on anymore. They get all that out of the way in this 48-hour window.
So it gives
a team a time, if they want to try to re-sign their player back, it gives them an opportunity to, you know, work on trying to get them back to come back to play for them.
So what under-the-radar move are you most interested in seeing?
I want to see what Tampa Bay does at the quarterback spot. And, you know, so right now they got Trask right now on the roster. And then there's a guy in Baker Mayfield who's floating out there, right? Mm-hmm. He hasn't re-signed with the Rams or anything like that. Can he somehow make and entice the Buccaneers to really make a strong push for him to compete with Kyle Trask as a starting quarterback? Because he played well in a short period of time with the Rams at times. He didn't know the offense, but went in and played well. This roster has a little more better offensive line, better skill position players, better defense. Can he come in there and just drive the car and not crash it and put the Bucs in a better situation than they are in now? And what's that cost? Is he a $5 million a year guy to re-jumpstart his career a la Geno Smith-ish? Or is he looking to try to, I don't know, cash in for some weird reason, thinking that there's more money out there than what he's really worth and what his value is?
Know what under-the-radar move I'm looking at, Key? Little move. I want to see if the Dolphins do anything with Tom Brady. That's what would be interesting to me.
Man, Tom Brady is probably somewhere overseas relaxing right now. Man, he ain't thinking about no damn football. Boy, I keep telling you that. Why you keep on trying to make Tom Brady doesn't want to play football?
Bring back that segment that Raj used to do with you on 710 ESPN LA. Nothing to see here.
You are making things up at this point.
That's right. No, I'm not making it up. Rich Eisen said these were rumors he heard at the combine.
I heard.
Now we're going to package that up.
I heard some rumors too at the combine. Want me to tell you?
Yes, I do.
Max Kellerman getting ready to buy the Washington Commanders. I heard that rumor.
Who told you this? I'm neither confirming nor denying. All right, Dennis in Delaware, you're on KJM ESPN Radio.
Yeah, definitely.
I can't hear you, man.
Hey, this is Dennis. Thanks for taking my call. Listen, you know, Carolina must be in love with Anthony Richardson, because this reminds me a lot of the deal that Frisco did with Trey Lance. You know, it came out of the blue. They kind of gave up King's ransom to get him. I got to think, I mean, how stupid of Carolina to get fleeced the way they did unless they're not in love with Anthony Richardson. You know, 6'4", 230, the vertical leap, you know, the 4'4", 40. Don't you think, Keyshawn, like this has the same fingerprints as the Trey Lance deal?
No, because a lot of teams had Trey Lance as a top three guy at the top of the draft. A lot of teams don't have Anthony Richardson at the top of the draft. You could have probably still got him at 9. You probably could have got him later than that. You just don't know. So I don't see where they would jump all the way up there to go get a guy that they probably could have coveted the entire time anyway.
I don't know, unless they really think that after that combine, you know, everyone says the same thing a lot of years, Key. This is not the quarterback draft, and there won't be. And then
all
by
you
the end,
do
everyone
is put
talks
in the
themselves
film.
Into it.
The film ain't making me – his film ain't making me go from – I don't give a damn what he looked like in T-shirts and shorts.
Not making you, but what if you believe, but I like him, and that – film and the combine will make other teams jump.
I'm not
up.
Giving $40 million and all that up for a like. Just not going to happen with him.
Brent in Tacoma, you're on KJM ESPN Radio.
So, look, here's what I was thinking about. As far as some interesting trades coming up, what about Alvin Kamara with the Saints? You know, he's got that off-the-field trouble with that – him and some fools jumped some guys down in Vegas. And I could see him coming up for a trade, or maybe coming up, you know, them wanting to move him. You know, if they didn't get the straight story from him, you know, when they asked him about it. But before you guys let me go here, and then another one I want to say is, too, you know, the Tua Tagovailoa thing? You know, if you ever notice, when he throws the ball, his hands, like, cripple up. And I almost wonder if he's got some kind of, like, neurological kind of issues or something, because it's just, it's way different from when he throws the ball compared to a lot of other quarterbacks. Like, his hands
almost cripple
up.
You're saying since he got concussed, we're always like that.
No. If you go back to college and look at it, actually.
All right. What do you think of that?
Hands, they, like, cripple up.
I've never – I don't know. I don't even know what he's – yeah, I never paid attention to it, to be honest with you, so I really don't know. I don't know. His throwing motion is his throwing motion, I guess.
Now that Rodgers says a decision is imminent.
But in terms of Kamara, yeah, he's not going anywhere.
Now that Rod, you have to take everything Key says about the Saints, though. On the one hand, Key, you have to read between the lines with Key, because a lot of times he's trying to tell you something he knows, he's just trying to tell you without saying it. But when it comes to the Saints, Key, I take it with a grain of salt, because you have a rooting interest in the New Orleans Saints.
He's not going anywhere. Why would they move on from him? It's like he got in trouble in Vegas or whatever, and that's the legal part of it. He'll maybe miss some games through a suspension, but they're not getting rid of that.
It's also like a Saquon thing. You don't want to trade a guy like that while the value is low, a running back, and not get a great return when, if he's healthy, he's a superstar player. All right. The Jets are about to have their answer from Rodgers, right? Like, I guess that could happen at any moment.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. Are the Jets about to have their answer from Aaron Rodgers? Does Greeny still have use of his New York City apartment? Remember, he offered it to Rodgers if he comes to the Jets. If I was Rodgers, I'd take Greeny up on that.
Right.
Greeny sometimes posts that on social media. Nice apartment. Mark Murphy, Packers president and COO. This is courtesy of WQOQ and WIAA. This is on Rodgers being free to request a trade. Listen to this.
Yes, we did give him permission, but I really can't get into the details. And just we're really hopeful that we can reach a resolution that works not only for Aaron, but for us.
Is there a scenario where Aaron is still the starting quarterback of the Packers next season?
Yeah. I mean, if things don't work out the way we would want him, yeah. He's obviously a great player and, you know, four-time MVP. But, you know, I think it's, you know, trying to find, what he wants and what we want. And hopefully we can find a win-win situation.
Turn out the lights. Finding the right situation at the right time that makes the right sense for both parties. That's all he's saying. Aaron Rodgers' days are basically numbered in Green Bay. It'd be a shock to see him go back to Green Bay after all this, you know, and it doesn't sound like that they want him back. It just sounds like they've moved on. They're looking at Jordan Love now.
Slow up a second, Key. You just said it'd be a shock if Rodgers goes back to Green Bay. I agree. I'd be very surprised. But when I asked you earlier in the show if it would be a shock, because I would be shocked if the Panthers moved up to do anything other than take a quarterback, you said No, not a shock. So you think the odds are better that the Panthers don't select a quarterback with a number one overall pick than Aaron Rodgers goes back to Green Bay?
No, that's not what I said. And these are two different situations, Kellerman. You got a quarterback that's already under contract that has one foot in, one foot out, but you have a team that seemingly thinks that – or seemingly feels as though they got him outside – the door, and he's trying to slide back in if he needs to. They got to move on because of Jordan Love. They got to exercise his $20 million fifth-year option by May, all of those sort of things. So it's a totally different situation than the Carolina Panthers. The Carolina Panthers are trying to figure out their team. They're trying to figure out everything. We automatically assume they're going to take a quarterback because it just they need a quarterback. So we just assume that's what they're going to do. But what if they do, as a young man who called in earlier – say that what if they do give Sam Darnold a shot? What if they breaking down all Sam's film? Jim Caldwell, great head coach, great former head coach, great offensive mind, sits there and says, we can fix this, Frank Wright. We can fix this. And if we don't, we got a chance to figure something out in the future. But right now, we like Will Anderson because this is what we want to do. We want to run the football. We want to play defense. We don't want to throw the ball all over a lot. Even though the owner said that offense was heavy in the National Football League is the reason he decided to hire an offensive-minded coach. When Steve Wilkes was there to help him out and was winning games despite the roster being what it was. So that's where I'm coming from. As far as the Aaron Rodgers stuff goes, I would be shocked if he went back to Green Bay based on what they just said about him. That's why I would be shocked.
So nice try, Max. Didn't work I don't know out. About all that. All I know you said you wouldn't be shocked if the Panthers didn't select a quarterback one overall, but you would if Rodgers went back to Green Bay. Hey, Aaron Rodgers, that's the Packers quarterback at this moment, talked to Brandon Marshall, who talks to everyone nowadays, the Players Tribune. Listen to this.
How was it meeting Woody Johnson? How was that meeting?
Oh, it's always interesting meeting important figures in the sport. It's always interesting. That's all I'm giving.
I'm just there now.
That's all I'm giving.
Hey, Rod.
Little bit of chemistry here.
Brooklyn. What we doing? Hey, Rod.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. How long we got to wait?
Well, I think it won't be long. There's a time limit.
Meeting important figures in the sport. Like, come on, man. Just tell the dude, are you coming or you going? Like, where were they at anyway, Max? Were they like at an event or something?
Matter of fact, I saw this when
I just heard the noise. Sound like they were like some outdoor event, golf tournament or something.
I don't remember offhand, but it's a good question.
Yeah, but he's not going. First of all, he's not going to tell anybody what he's thinking.
Charity football game, Key.
Yeah, he's not going to flag football or some charitable deal. He's not going to tell anybody anything about what he's thinking about doing right now. I mean, he's keeping it close to his vest.
To think how far those two have come from Key's 7-on-7 team, by the way, to now Brandon Marshall interviewing Aaron Rodgers.
And so when you look at it, he'll get it out there, and he'll probably get it out there by noon today, according to Dan Graziani, that they would certainly want to, the New York Jets, have an answer so they can start to prepare at the level that they need to, and Aaron Rodgers owes them that if they don't already have the answer. Which, if I'm a betting man, they already have the answer. They're just going to say, okay, let Aaron do it, and then we'll follow up from there.
I would love him to wait until between 2 and 3 p.m., Key. So it can,
why?
Because we'd be all over it on This Just In. The show is called This Just In. There's nothing like when there's breaking news. That's when we're at our best.
But you're on at 3, so
2 to 3.
I mean, 2 to 3, and if he breaks it at noon, it'll be stale by the time it gets to you for 2 hours.
This is what I'm saying. I want him to break it between 2 and 3.
Yeah, that would be good for you, 2 to 3.
Yes.
But he's not going to do that just because you just said it, and he's listening.
Yeah, right. Now
and somebody already told him. So now he's getting ready to just completely do you in.
Yep. Dana in Richmond, you're on KJM.
Dana, what's up, Keith?
What's happening, man?
Hey, I want to say this about the Aaron Rodgers thing. A person that haven't thrown for 300 yards at all last year, been bumped out the playoffs and all that stuff. That man been to the Super Bowl 1 million years ago. I wish he do go to the Jets, because I know what he's going to do. He's going to fall on his face, and the New York media and the New York fan base going to rip him a new butthole. Please go to New York, Aaron Rodgers. And let me make this other point right quick about my man Lamar Jackson. I want him to start the season off with a San Antonio Kawhi Leonard jersey on. Because I want him to pull the Kawhi Leonard. Since these owners and all these people want to be all extra slick and don't want to give him his money, pull the Kawhi after the first game. Lamar, I'm hurt. And be hurt for the rest of the season. Don't even get on the field.
Some would argue that he did that at the end of the end of last season. Like, there are those who have speculated that Lamar, it's not that he couldn't play, it's that, man, I'm not going to risk it if I'm hurting, you know, for these dudes who don't want to pay me. But if
football different though than hoops too.
Yeah, I get the sentiment. Like, it, whether or not it's collusion, as though the owners have actually communicated, hey, we are going to explicitly said to each other, we're going to suppress Lamar's market because we don't want Deshaun Watson to be the new market. Whether or not it's collusion in that way, or whether all the owners are thinking the same thing, it does seem to me that they don't want to pay him market.
I can't see Ozzie Newsome doing nothing like that. Ozzie Newsome is a brother from Alabama, man. Mm-hmm. Okay, he ain't Hall of Fame tied in, but I can't see him. Somebody has to go along with
and
the plan.
Ozzie Newsome was he a consultant at this point? DeCosta?
No. He's the president. I want to say he's the president of the organization. Mm-hmm. He's heavily involved. As you saw, well, you were. I think you might have been on vacation. Mm-hmm. He came out last week and he talked about.
No, I heard the sound.
Okay, yeah. So you heard it.
Yeah.
You ain't heard Ozzie Newsome at all prior to that.
That's right.
Because he realizes, okay, now I've got to step in. And I can't see where
Executive
Ozzie
VP,
Newsome
what's
is
that
going.
Mean, Key?
Executive
VP.
Vice President.
Yeah.
Is he Executive Vice President of Football Operations, or is he just Executive Vice President?
That's a good question.
So he's at the top of the board, whatever
right,
it is.
Right.
And I can't see him sitting back and I just can't see it. He wouldn't let that happen. No.
Meantime,
not the collusion part.
A great quarterback in his prime, who is really the only guy with an argument against Patrick Mahomes in football. Like, this dude by himself means all these wins. You know, Lamar is hard to account for. That guy, at the age of 26, basically hits the market, and the market says, everyone in the market says, no thanks. Come on, man. Come on, stop. The Dolphins are all in. But what exactly does the Jalen Ramsey deal mean for Tua Tagovailoa?
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance, and stay tuned to ESPN Radio all day. Even if you get to work, just skip work, skip school, kids. If you're late for school, don't worry about school. You'll learn more important things right here. Like where Aaron Rodgers is going, because that news could break at any moment. Isn't that right, Key? Shouldn't we send that message to the kids to skip school to listen to ESPN Radio? I think it's a good idea. Or at least keeping the AirPods. Don't worry about the teachers saying, listen to ESPN Radio all day.
You start to skip school at the end of May.
Right.
Because you're done. So you got a couple. Yeah, you do it then.
Yeah.
Not right now.
Key, we had a question for you.
What's up?
Because you came in today wearing a hat, which is not typical for you.
Yeah.
Did you only wear the hat because you didn't get those grays covered up, or what's going on here?
Yeah, no, I didn't get a haircut this weekend because I was gone. I was supposed to, so I decided not to. I said I'm going to wear a hat, until I get my grays dyed and get faded up. That's all.
We were also surprised that you came in dressed like J. Will.
This is a J. Will outfit.
No, 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 it's not J. Will because I got a big logo. They're going to see me. See? They can see me with a big logo. They can spot me a mile away.
You kind of look like the boy from Get Out who was running around and all that at night when he hit the corners hard with the hat on right now. I'm like,
oh, my God, the dude from Get Out. Nah, because I went to NoCal up to Napa this weekend, so I didn't get a haircut. I just didn't do it.
What's up with the guy? I don't understand any like thing about gray hair. Like, gray hair looks good.
No, it looks fine for you.
I haven't put in any. I never dyed
anything.
That's okay,
but I'm me, and I'm going to dye my damn hair, and it ain't going to look like shoe polish. I ain't going to sit around and be lying, talking about, no, I got grays, and I want them out.
You're gonna, right.
Yeah,
right.
And when I dye my hair, when she dyes it for me, she puts it in, boom, is all the grays go away, and I get it faded up.
What do you have against the salt and pepper look? Look, it's working for me.
I'm not there. I'm not there yet.
My look with this salt and pepper.
I'm not there yet. I'm not
there. Do you think you will ever be there?
I probably not.
Never? What's going to look old? You're going to be an old dude with, like, pitch black hair? What's that going to look like?
Well, I'm an old dude with pitch black hair. As long as I'm still working, I'm not going to be an old dude.
So if you're 65 years old, you want
I'm
going to
still be working.
Hair?
I'm going to still be working and looking fresh like I am now. No
or,
wrinkles,
alternatively,
skin clean.
Look, see this? I'll be 50 in August. Then I got the salt and pepper going.
Yeah, but you look
very
70,
handsome.
Max. That's
no,
the difference.
No, I look – matter of fact, if anything, I look younger than my age.
Yeah, I don't think so. Nah, somebody lied to you.
Mm-mm. Handsome.
You know how that goes. You look like the you look like you up there. That's all right, though. It don't matter.
Me?
It doesn't matter.
Key, who's older, you or the bottles of wine you're drinking this weekend?
Me. The wines that I was drinking are not old. They're, you know, they just probably got bottled within, you know, they're... When you go to tastings, you're getting the 19, 18. You might jump into some 20, 21s. But for the most part, that's pretty much where you're at. You're in the 18, 19, 20, 21 stage, depending on when the crops grew. And
listen
to
this. Depending on when the crops grew. That, you're full of bougie information.
Depending
on when the crops grew.
Full of bougie information.
You got the farmer's almanac out here.
How quick were you able to pick up on like the earthy tones and the old
immediately.
And all that stuff?
Oh, immediately. I could pick up on all that. All of it, just boom, bam, nose, the palate. I could smell it. Back of the hand, I could tell you
back
if it's apricot
hand.
In there, black cherry. I could tell you if it's got a little bacon-y, it got a little cinnamon, how the oak was burned in the inside of the barrel to
bacon.
Give it. I could give you all that.
That is unbelievable.
Yeah, they go.
Pick out notes of hints of plastic bag.
No, it has notes
yeah, Pat,
in the, and it
Pat,
has hints
that's
of
a good
apricot.
Question, Key. What
hints
what,
of apricot?
If Pat, I want to know from you, how would you describe the wine you drink?
Signs of grape.
Yes.
Definitely the hints
alcohol?
Of cardboard. Definitely alcohol-y.
Yeah.
Yep.
Alcohol-y
and
grape-y, right?
And oaky. That's the one. That's the big one.
You got
a
bad
oak in there.
No box. As Yates would say, you got a bad joint going on there,
it's
man.
It's a bad joint. You know, my wine is a little plastic, a little boxy.
Did you see any? Did you see any Carlo Rossi bottles, jugs?
Hey, them Jones is $7 new.
No, this Cisco has a fruity note.
I can't say that I did, but I can tell you right now, the almonds and the cheese. Oh my God, the almonds and the cheese is fire, fire. The almonds and the cheese was on point.
Are they oaky?
Your wine came with food, dog.
Yeah, because when you go, you know, we go on a little taste, and they got the. They give you little olives, some grapes, you know, some cheese, a couple different pieces of cheese, some crackers, some bread.
Kale,
and
arugula,
you
that
sit
type
there.
Of stuff.
No,
Branzino.
You sit there. No, that's when you go to dinner.
What people don't know is when he was entering the business after his career, he thought sommelier or broadcaster. It was a tough choice at the time.
He almost
became a sommelier.
No, the master sommelier, one of the master sommeliers that was showing us around, the vineyards and stuff like that. He was pretty on point. But you do get the notes, right? You get all the what it tastes like. You get the smell. You get to really get the earthy tones. Sometimes you can taste the dirt, the soil in the wine because that's how it is.
Now there's only a certain
they got me back.
They got
Keith, there's
got
a certain group
you're,
of
you're
friends.
Tasting dirt like oh I could taste the soil in this. And
hey man, you gotta act like you know what you're talking about, right, no Max? Question. You gotta swirl him around. You go and you gotta tell him. And then you, I could have said anything. No one of them. I told my people that I was. I said. I could have said anything, and he would have been like, yes, it's peppery. I'd have been like, right, come on, man.
Key, obviously, there's certain friends you like you go with, right? Like, because there's certain groups of friends that you're like, yeah, I can't bring you here because I don't, you know, you might drop a bottle, bump into something, like that type of thing, right? Like,
no, you're not really. But the individuals that I went with and accompanied to the particular wineries, they are very, you know, high society influential individuals.
I thought you were going to say they were oaky.
No, they can all debone a fish like Key. They certainly debone a fish.
No. The ones that I was with, they don't debone fishes. The ones I was with, people debone them for them. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
They got a guy just comes with them, a fish deboner. Who's he? What's he? He's on the payroll. What's he do? He debones fish.
Stephen A. man. Instead of him looking at me.
Phrasing.
All right. This has been another thrilling episode of Keyshawn.
Little wine, man. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Nothing wrong with it. He got a lot of knowledge about the bourgeoisie. Lived among them now for decades and decades. Greeny coming up. Man. We're back at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning on ESPN Radio, KJM.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.